When I was putting all this together this week to speak to you, I had to make a little decision. Should I talk to all of you and myself as individuals who are called to make a difference by planting seeds? Or should I talk to us as a community of our Mother's Sorrows and St. Michael's together to make a difference by planting seeds? So let's see where all this takes us here this morning. And to start off, I'd like to tell you a little bit about an ecumenical community in the south of France named Thésée, founded by a brother Roger. And this ecumenical community is of Catholics and Orthodox and Protestant monks who, with young people who live together in community. They all take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And since Pope John the 23rd until the present day, popes have visited Thésée often. And the amazing thing about Thésée is its radical openness, its radical hospitality to the world. And what's really amazing and actually quite spectacular is the thousands upon thousands of young people who go to Thésée every summer. They go with their knapsacks and their meager belongings to go to hear God's word, to worship, to find some peace in their lives, and to have an experience of Jesus Christ. And many times these young people come from countries that hate each other, and yet they go there and they find common ground in the proclaiming of the gospel of Jesus Christ and seeing it lived by these monks and by these other young people. And so they go. Seeds are planted in their hearts, their lives. They go home, never to be the same again. If anybody is going to be going on vacation to Rome this summer, it's possible you're right into this community called the community of St. Egidio. And if you encounter the community of St. Egidio, this young people of this community, you might think you stumbled onto a Christian rock concert or a little mini Woodstock. As these young people get together to pray, to worship God, and to serve the sick and the poor and the homeless in Rome, and many popes, again, including most especially Pope John Paul, has joined them in their celebrations and also in their serving of the poor. And these young people go, seeds are planted, and they go home, never to be the same again. And as I think about these stories, especially as young people are leaving the church sometimes in droves, it makes me wonder. Here are these young people who are hungering for the Word of God, hungering for an experience of God in their lives, just hungering for common goodness. Here are these young people who are hungering for community, for a place to be able to serve. And they go in these communities. They plant seeds in these young people's lives. And a lot of times these young people have gone to church their whole lives long, but the seeds were never planted. They just went to church. Seeds were never planted. They go looking for these lost seeds. They go, they are seeded, and somehow they go home, never to be the same again. And I share those stories with you this morning because they are precisely what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. God's action in our lives is like a seed. You hardly know it's there. It's tiny, but it's there. And if we open our lives up to it, it grows in remarkable, profound ways. And these communities of Thésée and St. Egidio, they are in the business of planting seeds. They make a difference in people's lives. The seeds are sown, and they grow in their lives. And so I wondered, as I was thinking about all these things, are you and I, are we in the business of planting seeds? And so let me share a story with you. A couple weeks ago, on a Thursday evening, we decided to give a shot on having our first Alpha reunion. It was a very busy Thursday evening. A lot of stuff was going on in the community. We just decided on this date, didn't know what else was going on. And over 250 people showed up at our first Alpha reunion. We had dinner together over at the hall. We prayed for a while. We sang some praise and worship songs together, watched a little video. And the leadership of the Alpha group get a little history of what's been going on in the last 3.5 years. And part of that history, they said, was that, I don't remember the exact number, but over 1,200 people have finished the Alpha course. Not started it. Over 1,200 people have finished the Alpha course. And I bring it up because I will bet you that 95% of those people who finished the Alpha course were first drawn to it because someone planted a seed. Someone gave a personal invitation. And so they came. One time you put a billboard up about Alpha inviting people to come. Has anybody in this room even seen the billboard we put up? 4, okay. We asked the question, who came because of the billboard? None came because of the billboard. They came because someone planted a seed. Someone gave a personal invitation. And it's still the same today. People come because somebody planted a seed. It was a personal invitation, and they come. And folks, think about it. What has happened? All those seeds have grown into this largest of plants with branches going everywhere, just like Taizé, just like the community of St. Egidio that's in Rome. And one parish actually, to try realizing that it would always come through a personal invitation, they decided to have a contest in the parish to see how many no's people could get for inviting people to come. Because no matter how, the person that got the most no's is probably the person that made the most invitations. And one lady actually said, well, after the 4th person asked me to come, I finally decided, now's the time, I'm finally going to do this. After a while, the seed and plant is planted, and all of a sudden, things begin to grow. And so I ask you the question that I started off with. Should it be about us as individuals making a difference by planting a seed, or is it about us as a community making a difference by planting seeds? And I hope you see that it's both of those things. All of us here as individuals can make a huge difference in people's lives by planting seeds. And yet we Catholics, how many of us take seriously the importance of planting seeds, making invitations to other folks? And you and I as a community will make a difference as a community by also planting seeds. So I would like to have a contest here. I'd like to have a contest and see how many people by the end of summer can get the most no's. And I'll be the one who keeps score. So you guys have to tell me if you how many no's you get. I have a tally. I'll talk about that in a second. And I'll make sure who gets the most no's. And here's the 3 things I want you to invite people to. Over the course of this summer, you all know as well as I do a lot of folks who don't go to church at all, who are Catholics, right? Invite somebody to come. As the Spirit prompts you, and He will, invite someone to come to Mass with you sometime this summer. Invite a couple people that way. See what happens. Our parish picnic is August the 19th. Invite anybody you want. Just invite people. If you know somebody, just invite them to come to our parish picnic. I don't care who, Catholics, non-Catholics, doesn't matter. Just invite them to come. And then Arise is beginning in the fall, which is all about these small groups. I want you to invite some folks to come to your small groups. And if you get too many people to come to your small groups, just break it in half. Have 2 small groups. That'd be a good thing. Now, last night at St. Michael's, I was saying all this, and Lucy Smith, she's in 3rd grade, she's kind of sitting right over there, and she raises her hand in the middle of my homily. I don't know what to do with that, but anyway, she raises her hand, and so I say, Lucy, what can I do for you? And she says, I have a clipboard here for you, to be able to keep score. And so she gives me this. I didn't prompt her to do it. She got it at a yard sale for 10 cents that day, and so she decided to give it to me. So here's our clipboard where I'm going to be writing down your names to see who gets the most no's. Now, it doesn't matter whether you get a no or a yes, because either way, when you plant seeds, something's going to happen. Even the no's, somewhere along the way, gradually, slowly begin to bear some kind of fruit. So let's just think for a moment about our vision statement. If you and I are vigilant about really, as Christians, inviting other people, I promise you, you will make a difference in someone's life. And I'll bet you right now, as I look at your faces, every one of you here now are thinking of somebody, I should invite this person, or I should invite this one. I bet you're all thinking of somebody you can invite. Imagine if you think of our vision statement, we will rebuild our Catholic faith community. We will become beacons of Christian life in Johnstown. We will be inviting all to our community. And we will be igniting many people that they might have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of all of this. It's all based on that. There's nothing else more important than that, this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And imagine if we did all those different things. These individual seeds that you plant will become this huge, big bush, tree, with branches going everywhere, with people of all kinds who will find peace and comfort in the shade of that big tree. So folks, let's get busy. Let's go out there. Let's plant some seeds this week and as the weeks unfold, so all of us together can make a difference. And could you please stand? And join me once again on page 9 of our missal. Page 9. And let's you and I together now with one voice, let's profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And so as you listen to these petitions, realize that it's the seeds that we sow that really make a difference in the fact that these petitions grow into a new life. And so we offer these prayers. Merciful Lord, hear our prayer.
For our diocesan church and for the success of the Arise program, we pray.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayer.
That refugees and those who have lost their homes be welcomed and cared for, we pray.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayer.
That our church and the love of Jesus grow in our community and in our nation, we pray.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, hear our prayer.
For all fathers and all men who mentor young people, may we teach the humility of responsibility and the power of tenderness, we pray.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayer.
For the very sick and for those who care for them, we pray.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we all know that you're going to give each one of us an opportunity this week to invite someone to something that's going to plant a seed in their hearts. Give us the courage to plant, that it might grow into a great branch, a great plant that serves all people's needs and grant all these things that we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. The book.